Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim, Klal Samach Vav, and we learned Simon Beis. We're talking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So we left off with the question, can the father use Meister money to pay for the cost of teaching the child? So let's clarify the concept. The Gemara says that the person cannot use Meister to fulfill one's obligations. So the Gemara is talking about Meister of Tavua, but the assumption in Halacha that transfers to the day of Meister Ksofim as well. Any chiyuv the person has, which is a chiyuv which stands, was not the chaskila written around the concept of Meister or created around the concept of Meister, a person cannot use Meister for that purpose. So if a person is bidding in shul on an aliyah, they want to get an aliyah, and they have the das the chaskila in their mind that they want to use Meister for that purpose. The main point here is not the aliyah, obviously, it's the donation to the shul, so they can use Meister for that purpose. If they did not have in mind to use Meister, they committed made a chiyuv to pay to the shul. So they made that chiyuv, they can't later on decide to use Meister for that purpose. A person makes a mishaberach. If they had in mind, when they said the mishaberach, they want to use Meister for that purpose, they can use Meister. If they generate a chiyuv, a nidrate stalka, then they say, well, I want to use Meister for that purpose, so that would be problematic. Can you argue that the person stamdas is always relying on Meister? That's an argument. There's one day we'll talk about the halachas of tzedakah. We'll clarify that point. So it comes to, we see this concept that a person cannot use Meister to fulfill his obligation. So as much as the person has an obligation to teach a child Torah, that he or to hire a malamed, he cannot use Meister for that purpose. He has to be pay for the Shulchan Aruch Rav said he has to cover the expenses of the child who goes to a Rebbe, if the Rebbe available to teach him Torah would be elsewhere. The father has to cover the cost of the trip and what he needs to live over there, and that again will be one cannot use Meister for that purpose. In Moshe the Tshuva, he talks about the day of using Meister. He says we live in a country where there is mandatory education, that the children have to go to school until a certain age, wherever the age might be, I think it's the age of 16. So if we do not put them into a Talmud Torah, in a Beis Sefer, so they will go to public school. That is not an acceptable option. So we're mechuyev to pay for the cost to send the children to the Beis Sefer. Let's say I have a choice between two schools, and one is more expensive, but that's the better one. I can use the extra cost to get my child better learning. That can be used for that purpose. The question comes up in regards to tuition, the way tuition is calculated, that some of the tuition, a person is paying full tuition, the way it's calculated is the cost of the school, etc. Arguably, part of it is calculated based on the fact that some people are not going to pay full tuition. We need to ask the people who could afford to offset that. If that could be calculated, which is not so clear that it could, and if that's true, but assuming that is true, then we can calculate how much is for the Talmud Torah part of it, not for the secular education. The Talmud Torah part of it, which he's covering some other child's costs, that arguably could be used for that purpose. Not everybody agrees with that, but that's a good argument. The Chofetz Chaim also writes this concept that the child has one cannot use Meister for that purpose, but this continues only until the child is proficient where he can continue on his own. If the father would want to continue to support the child, and after that point, the father can use Meister money for that purpose. Ramosha takes this a step weiter in a different shuba, and he says that if a person wants to put away some of his Meister earlier on to cover, to be able to use to support his child in Kollel, so that's their example. So he wants to use Meister to support his child in Kollel. He could. He's no chiyuv to support his child in Kollel. If he wants to use Meister, he could do that. So not only that, he can put away some of his Meister money in earlier years before the child reaches the age of being in the Kollel. He could set that money aside and use that money to support the child in Kollel. He says the person should not do more than 50% of their Meister for that purpose. 50% of the Meister should be given out now to people which need it, as opposed to storing it away to use for his children or children, sons or sons-in-law in Kalal. But up to 50% of Marshall, the person can put away from his miser for that purpose. Have a good day.